The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Well, if the girls' game is half, or this boys' game is half as good as the girls' game, we're in for a treat here as those just joining us. Lynn winning 48-46 in a game-winning layup by Claire Beichmann with 7.5 seconds left. Jared Slubby back with you for coming back in the studio for your game of the week, 92.1 KMTA. Should be a good one here this evening between Lynn and Centralia. As for the boys' side, the Bulldogs, they are 0-3, 2-4. They're still looking for their first win in league play since the 2019-2020 season. They are 0-3, 2-4 on the regular season. As for Centralia, they come into this one ranked number 2 in the state, according to the KBCA, Kansas Coaches, or the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association, there we go, according to their poll that they released all the way back on December 20th. New one's coming out this next Tuesday, but they are 3-0 in league play and a perfect 6-0 on the regular season. So the Bulldogs, they are led by Anthony Ayala, 10.6 points per game, 3.2 assists per game, and 3.8 steals per game. And Creighton Klima, 9.5 points per game, 4.5 boards per game, 3.3 assists per game. And Connor Oldie, 9.3 points per game, and 8.5 rebounds per game. So what of a three-headed monster between those guys. Any of those guys can step up big for you at any time. As for Centralia, really interesting, a little tidbit here. All four of their wins against 2 or 1A teams have been by 25 or more points. And those other two wins were against 3A opponents, in which they had a 3-point win at Nemaha Central in their season opener, and a 1-point win here versus Hiawatha. It's all about Trenton Talley for the Centralia team, 16.5 points per game, 6 boards per game, and 2.7 steals. Paxton Bowers, second leading scorer at 7.8 points per game. Also have Ryan Keyes averaging 7, Reese Tanking is averaging 7.2, and Brock Kramer almost averaging 7. So they have some guys around there who can also score as well. Marcus Heine can step in. Doesn't have as much playing time, but he shoots 59.1% from the floor at 5.7 points per game. And this Centralia team, they're averaging 52 points per game while giving up just 34. On the other ticket, Bulldogs are scoring 47.3 points per game while allowing 51.2. Let's now take a look at your starters. First for the Panthers, number 5, a senior, Trenton Talley. Number 15, a senior, Brock Kramer. Number 21, a senior, Marcus Heinen. Number 23, a junior, Paxton Bowers. Number 33, a senior, Brock Reinecke. So a lot of experience in that starting five. As for the Bulldogs, number 1, a sophomore, Ethan Bott. Number 4, a junior, Gavin Turk. Number 5, a sophomore, Connor Oldie. Number 10, a freshman, Gabe Turk. And number 23, a junior, Anthony Ayala. So I mentioned Lynn. They are 0-3 in league play. One of those games coming against Clifton Clyde that was not actually a league game. They get them on the 24th of January. But they lost to Axel on the 16th, Blue Valley on the 20th, and Hanover on Tuesday. They gave up 82 points against the Rams, a Blue Valley team that has been very good this season, and as of right now are sitting atop the TVL. Let's take a look at those standings now. Oh, wait, no, that's the girls. I beg your pardon. They're actually a half game out of first place. Axel is on top as of right now at 4-0, 5-1 on the regular season. Half game back, tied for second is Centralia, Clifton Clyde, and Valley Heights at 3-0. Half game back at 4-1 is Blue Valley. They're also tied for second as well, so I kind of messed that up there. So those four teams are all tied for second. In solo sixth place is Hanover at 3-1, and then the rest of the entire TVL is under 500, with Troy and Donovan West being the only two teams that have wins among those the rest of the field. Washington County, Lynn, Wetmore, Frankfort, Onega, all winless in TVL play. It is early, though. We are still in the first week of January. So a lot of basketball lessons played. In the sub-states, Onega sub-states, Centralia, they are a game and a half up on Burlingame, with Panthers, of course, 6-0. Burlingame is 5-2. Troy, 3-3. D-West, 1-6. Bishop Seabury is 0-2. Onega, 0-6. Miranda Sea Valley is 0-7. As for the Axel sub-state, Axel Hanover tied at 5-1. Lynn, 2-4, 3 games back. Pike Valley, 1-3. And Wetmore is 1-6. All right, so here we go. Centralia and Lynn on the boys' side. There's the tip. It's won by the Panthers, and away we go. is in his Trenton tally. He comes up with it. Pass inside. Heinen works the post. Loses it out of bounds. Turnover for the Panthers. Start things out. Petrelia going man-to-man. Full court. So get a screen to try to free Ethan Bott open, but instead coming to the ball and catching it is Anthony Ayala. And Connor Oldie, the sophomore, gets his first touch of the game as they get it across that floor back to Ayala. Near side corner catch for Gavin Turk, the junior. He gives it back to Ayala. Ethan Bott gives it far side wing to Gabe Turk, the freshman. 25 seconds into this one, driving into the lane and getting just outside of it, putting up an 8-footer and missing is Ethan Bott from the near side short corner. Rebound to the Panthers. Tally is at top of the key. So Marcus Heinen, now near side wing for Brock Kramer. He's back to the top of the key. Far side wing now for number 23, Paxton Bowers. High post catch for Heinen looking down low, but instead gives out into the corner. Inside pass to Reinicke is stolen away, but then stolen right back by Bowers, who goes up and scores. Paxton Bowers, one of those guys trying to emerge as possibly the number two scorer. Not that it matters necessarily, but he's trying to be one of those guys. The pass is deflected out of bounds by Reinicke that can really step up and make a basket and say if perhaps a Trenton tally is maybe fouled out or if there's a scenario in which he's unable to make a catch, put up a shot. 1 minute into this one, 2-0, Lynn leading Centralia. Or other way around, beg your pardon, Centralia leading Lynn. Bulldogs. Take a catch, high post, driving right side. Gavin Turk puts up the shot, misses. Rebound tally. Looking to push himself into the lane. Now goes to the right side, stops the block, gives it to the near side wing. Bowers. They're going to say that's a block. Trying to draw the charge was Connor Oldie. He's going to pick up his first personal foul. Looks to me like that was a charge. Looks like a pretty good setup there by Oldie, but doesn't get the call. Here's the inbound to Reinicke. Gives it to Kramer. Now to Tally. Three ball on the way. No good. Near side corner. Offensive rebound. Put back on its way. No good for Heinen. And the senior is fouled. He'll get two free throws with 6:28 left to go. First quarter. Australia, not the tallest team, but they have the physicality down low. Brock Reinicke, Marcus Heinen, they have the tools, if you will, to establish their presence in the inside. The first free throw a little too strong from Heinen. Meanwhile, Trenton Tally can put it in the cup anywhere on the court, maybe besides from beyond half court. But even then, wouldn't surprise me, made one from there. Second free throw is no good, though, as Lynn gets the rebound. Ayala's trying to bring it up on tanking, and he strips it free. Steal by Reinicke. Come back the other way. Spin move, and he travels. Spin move would have worked if he would have kept going and put up a shot, but he stopped. Lynn gets the ball right back. Once again, going full court, man-to-man. The front court now gets into the back court. And now a block is called. A little bit too much of the bumping of the hips that time by Paxton Bowers. Inbound from the near sideline. Right by the wing. They're going to try to lob it up, and that's not going to work as Heinen rejects it out of the air. Reinicke, another steal. He'll keep it himself. He'll try to push it. He'll drive and kick into the corner. Near side for Kramer. He'll drive, pull up, jumper. No good from AC. Rebound goes into the hands of Ethan Bott, the sophomore, for Lynn. He'll try to push it now. The defense by tanking. Poking it free momentarily, but gets it right back. Ayala, wide open three, far side wing. That one a little too strong. Rebound, reach tanking. Excuse me, Trenton Tally, beg your pardon. Looking for the lob is Bowers. Making the catch is Brock Kramer, top of the key. Here's Tally, near side wing. He'll lob it into Heinen. High post catch for Reinicke. He'll drive left side. He'll spin to the middle. He'll kick it out. Three ball on the way. Far side corner for Kramer. No good. Rebound for Tally. He'll go up second try. That one's no good. Now another try for Heinen. That one's no good. And rebound hauled in by Gavin Turk, the junior for the Bulldogs. 5:13 now remaining first quarter. 2-0 still to score. Centralia with the only basket of the game. Ayala gives it far side wing. Giving it up to Gabe Turk. Open in the high post is Gavin Turk. Give it right back to his brother. Freshman drives to his left. Now reverses course. Bounce pass to Ayala. To reset. Very slow. Not a whole lot of movement for Lynn. A driving baseline in the lane. Stuffing it underneath the underside of the backboard with Ethan Bott. Didn't have the angle. And back come the Panthers. Kramer thought about another three and said Reinicke catch from the far side elbow. Gives it right back. And now Talley makes a catch top and the team will set the play. Head coach Nick Evans calling it out. Nice lob down low. Getting open free and scoring is Brock Kramer. Beautiful move by the senior forward. Gets free. It's 4-0 Centralia. Spot brings it up to the far side wing to Gabe Turk. Just to Ayala, far side corner, fires away a three. That one no good, a little too short off the heel, and a long rebound once again by Trenton Talley. Part of his game that is vastly underrated is his rebounding, averaging 6 a game. In the post is Reinicke, goes middle, spins to the outside, shot up no good. Really loves that spin move. The shot is no good, however. Rebound goes to the hands of Connor Oldie. Spot brings it up, gets to Ayala. Short corner catch, Gabe Turk, the freshman, penetrates, and he's fouled. Reach in, it's going to be called, I believe, against Marcus Heinen. No, it's actually going to be against Trent Talley. That's not what you want to see as he picks up. It's just his first personal and first team foul, but still, rather have it on be on somebody else. And a correction, that's actually team foul number 2, but still just his first personal. 2000 feet so far is in the game for the first time is Creighton Klima. Lob pass from Klima, tipped away, trying to find Ayala, it's stolen away. Talley looks to push. Far side, comes to Reinicke, near side block, up fakes, puts it up, no good, and a rebound for Connor Oldie. Centralia having a tough time finishing around the cup. Streaking is Klima, but can't find him as Ayala. High post catch, pull up jumper, 15 footer for Turk is no good. Gavin Turk, offensive rebound, and kind of an awkward shot by Ethan Bodies, didn't have the catch. He didn't fully have the grip of the ball before he went up in the air, so he kind of just threw it up. And he goes out of bounds on the rebound to Centralia. So 3:21 now left to go first quarter. Still 4-0 Centralia. Lynn still looking for the first basket of this one. Reinicke, far side wing, gives it top of the key for Heinen. Coming across, trying to make the catch. As Reese Tanking is in the game, but he gets tipped away from him, but it's caught by Talley. Far side wing for Paxton Bowers. At the top of the key, Tanking drives right side. And has it taken away momentarily. Gets it back. He's fouled. So Reese Tanking is fouled. Going up, he'll get 2 free throws. Heinen, Reinicke, Tanking, Talley, and Bowers in for the Panthers as the first free throw from Tanking on the way and good. As for Lynn, Creighton Klima's in the game alongside Connor Oldie, Anthony Ayala, Gavin Turk. Second free throw is good, and Ethan Botts. So it's 6-0 Centralia, and a whistle and a timeout's going to be called for head coach Michael Felker for the Bulldogs with 2:49 left to go in the first quarter. Full timeout will step aside for 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
Centralia leading Lynn. Bulldogs with the ball out of the break. Driving left side and kicking is Oldie to Ayala. That's the high post for Gavin Turk. The junior drives. He's rejected from behind. I believe that was Talley, but Heinen was in on it as well. Now with the push, Bowers gets it ahead to Talley. Far side corner, Tanking inside to Reinicke. There's a good middle. It kicks it out to Talley. Back to Tanking. 3 ball on the way. Far side corner, no good. Left it short. Rebound Heinen, and Heinen trying to go up. He's fouled, and he'll get some free throws. More free throws for Marcus Heinen. He was 0 for 2 his last time from the The charity stripe is Ayala picks up the personal. Already the fourth foul. And I believe the official got the number wrong. As he's flashing 32, the score table. Now he corrects it to 23. If I was officiating, I would do the same thing. Having to do it backwards like that would confuse the heck out of me. It would take a long time for me to remember that I'd have to do the numbers backwards. Front end is no good. Off the heel. Lynn's still looking for their first point of this ball game. Brock Kramer checking in for Brock Reinecke. So a senior with the first name Brock for another senior with the first name Brock. Second free throw is good for Marcus Heinen as his first point of the game is 7-0. Got a football score here in Centralia. High post catch, Gavin Turk. Near side gives is to Oldie from the wing. It dribbles to the top of the key. Now back to the near side for Klima. Fires away the three. Contested. That one's way off the mark. Rebound by Trenton Talley. Leading score for the Panthers will push it up himself. Gives up momentarily before getting it right back. Swing around the perimeter. Threw all the way by Paxton Bowers. Open, but no good. A little bit soft there. It was open. It was about 3 or 4 feet from beyond the line. Klima catches near the corner on the near side. High post catch, Gavin Turk from the far side elbow. Shot up off the glass on the drive. No good. Rebound Talley again. Another rebound for the senior. He'll go end to end. He'll pull up in front of Klima to try to take the charge, but Talley off the jump stop puts in his first points of the day. That's already five different scores for Centralia, and it's 9-0. Ayala avoids the reach in from Talley. Holds onto the ball. Klima near side wing. Another high post catch from Turk. Lobs it to the low post. Turnaround jumper for Oldie is no good. And a rebound for tanking. So Lynn still scoreless. And now a whistle and a timeout's going to be called by Coach. Oh, no, I thought it was a timeout. No, they're going to say that he stepped out of bounds. So a turnover as Talley brought the ball up. With 109 remaining as Coach Evans wanting an explanation from the official. As Evans already, he's all the way in the corner and he stepped out of bounds. Usually the coaches like to hover around the scores table. He's all the way and you're out of bounds, like almost like a football coach. Driving baseline is Oldie off one dribble, stops the short corner, pass deflected and out of bounds, and it'll go to Centralia. 56.6 seconds left, first quarter. Centralia trying to add on to their three-possession lead. Bowers across half court, gives it far side wing to Brock Kramer, top of the key to Talley. 45 seconds left, tanking pass is picked off by Creek Klima. Jumped up and tried to lob it in to Brock Reinecke. He didn't have the position to make a catch there. 35 seconds now left for Lynn. High post catch Klima. Turns squares, one dribble, fires far side wing. Now top of the key catch for Connor Oldie. Right side, Oldie. Is up Klima, fires 18-footer. Off the left side, no good. Rebound Brock Kramer, still scoreless for the Bulldogs. 18 seconds left. Bowers gives it to Kramer. Now right back to Bowers in the corner. Now bring it back with 10 seconds. See if they go for the final shot maybe here. Talley thought about the three near side wing. Now catch top of the key. Bowers again thought about the three. Firing now for three is Brock Kramer. Too strong. Offensive rebound by Bowers. He can't get a shot up at the buzzer. And that's how the first quarter comes to a close. So Lynn goes scoreless in the opening frame. It's 9-0 here from Centralia as the Panthers lead the Lynn Bulldogs. Take a break here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see see how we can help.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Second quarter, Lynn gets the ball out of the break, and Gavin Turk is fouled going up for two shots. It was a quick possession. It was just 11 seconds, and they try to get their first points of the game. 9-0, our score after one. Trenton Talley, Brock Kramer, Reese Tanking, and Paxton Bowers all with 2 points. And a free throw for Marcus Heinen. So 5 different scores despite 9 points. And the first free throw for Gavin Turk. Senior misses off the right side. Turk, 7.2 points per game. Fourth leading scorer on the team as Paxton Bowers checks out. And Reese Tanking back in for the Centralian. Second try for the Lynn senior. That one's no good as well. Well, sets up, rebounded by Heinen of Centralian. Outlet. Was it Tanking? Corner, far side for Kramer. Top of the key, Heinen. Near side wing for Talley. Drives baseline. Underneath the basket. Gives up to a streaking Tanking. Now gets out to Talley. Three ball, far side corner. Left it short. Offensive rebound, Heinen. Near side block, puts it up. That one's too strong. Ball bat into the corner. Talley's got it. Trying to save it. He does. To Tanking. He'll throw it. He has to save it too. Up top to Kramer. He'll fire it down low. And Heinen is rejected out of their next slot by Connor Oldie, the sophomore. Rejects Marcus Heinen, the senior, and Centralia will still have possession here. Talley's wide open in the corner here. He'll give it to him. He's wide open for three. He'll fire it and say thank you very much. First three ball of the game for the Panthers. I don't know what Lynn was doing on that inbound play, just leaving their leading scorer all wide open on the near side corner. So it's now 12-0, Centralia leading Lynn. 1 minute gone here in the second quarter. Oldie gives up his dribble, past the high post, deflected out of there by Heinen, and Talley tips it, and it's kicked. They're going to say that Centralia never had possession, so it's going to be a kick ball, and Lynn's going to get it back. I believe that was off of Kramer's foot, as the senior has a big old grin on his face, and deservedly so. His team is playing very well right now. 5 points for Trenton Talley. Leading in scoring for all scorers. Lynn's still looking for their first points. Ayala, far side wing, three ball on the way. That one left short. Offensive rebound, though, from Ethan Bott. Sophomore falling is fouled, I think, on the floor. Yes, it is going to be on the floor. That's going to be against Heinen. His first and team foul number 4. Inbound from Gavin Turk, trying to get open, and now cutting to the paint is Bott. Going up, and good defense by Heinen, and the shot's left short. Taking brings it up, gives it in the corner. Reinicke drives, baseline side, gives up. Talley pulls up off the dribble. Good from 15 feet. Trent Talley finding his stroke. He has 7. Timeout called by Lynn. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we try to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2023, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
KMZA.
No scoreless are the Lynn Bulldogs, 14-0 our score, and it has just been all Panthers here, the number 2 team in Class 1A D1. Lynn with the ball out of the break, they're double teamed, and it's going to be stolen away by Heinen. Outlet is to Tanking, part of that double team, give it to Talley from the far side wing, pulls up, wide open 15-footer, let that one short, ball tipped up by Heinen, into the hands of Talley, he touch passes it, shot no good by Kramer, and Heinen goes up on the miss, and it's foul. Australia is just swarming. They're everywhere on defense and on the glass as well. been a complete dominant performance from the Centralia team here tonight. Trying to avenge the girls' team that lost 48-46. And just before this one, the first free throw a little too strong. That was a fun game. Lynn had a lead as much as 14. Centralia had a lead for a little bit. They had a lead as large as 3. That was it. And Lynn came back, had a little 5-0 run. They grew it again and held on for the win. Second free throw was no good, but an offensive rebound by Brock Kreimer. Again, just dominating on the rebounds. And Telly gives up his dribble, give it to Kreimer. Now head coach Nick Evans calling out the play here. Gives it to Tally. Far side catch for Tanking, dribbles to the middle. Stops the top of the key, gives it backside to Kreimer from the weak side. Reinicke. Drive baseline for Kreimer underneath the basket, kicks it out. Reinicke, he'll drive baseline now. He stops. Kick it out. Tanking, head fake, nicely done. Near side, cross-court pass. Kramer's pass is deflected and stolen away by Gavin Turk. They don't have numbers, so he'll slow it up at half court. Then give it up to his guard. Drive baseline, and rejected out of there was Gabe Turk by Reese Tanking. Some 10-on-10 violence that time. A rejection by the junior for Centralia. 5:27 now left, second quarter. Inbound for Creighton Lima up top. Gives it up to Gabe Turk. Now to Connor Oldie. He'll hand it off to Klima. Far side wing with it. Gives up his dribble. Cross-court pass to the near side wing to Ethan Bott. Drives baseline, and he's swatted out of there once again by Reese Tanking. Two blocks in that possession for the junior. He'll push it up. Gives it to Tally. Pulls up. 15-footer is good again. Trenton Tally now with 9. 7 of which coming in this quarter. It's 16-0. 11 minutes have gone by, and Lynn's still not able to make any points. Catch near side, rejected out of there by Tally. That was Gabe Turk going up. And now going the other way, Gavin Turk. Swats the ball out of bounds out of the hands of Brock Kreimer. He'll stay with Centralia. Henry Heidemann, the sophomore, checking in for the first time today. Now timeout is called. 60-second timeout. We'll take it with him. 16-0 our score here on our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
16-0 our score here from Centralia as the Panthers lead the Lynn Bulldogs with 4:49 left to go, second quarter. Centralia is trying to stay perfect on the season. Well, on their way to do so. Lynn now in a zone here. Gives a Tally. Far side corner 3. Left it short. And a rebound into the hands of Gavin Turk, the junior. Ayala brings it up. This is to Klima. Near side wing. Drives baseline. And he'll lay it in. Gets past Heidemann with ease. And the Bulldogs are finally on the board. Kreimer gives it to Tanking. Far side wing. It goes up the play. Cross court pass. Playing catch between the two now. Far side corner, Heidemann. All right, back to Tanking. Nice entry pass to Tally. He makes it from the far side block. He's got 11 now, making it 18-2. Halfway through the second quarter, high post catch, Turk. Gives it to a cutting Oldie. Missed layup short. Good defense recovery by Reinicke. Rebound for Tanking. And his pass up ahead to Kreimer is past his reach. He goes out of bounds. So turnover to the Bulldogs. 3:53 now left to go, second quarter. Certainly some wins are available for Lynn on the schedule. Just trying to get their first win in CBL play since the 2019-2020 season. Get to play teams like Onega, Frankfurt, and Wetmore in Washington County, all winless as of right now. A lot of games left to be had. Ayala, top of the key, pass near side wing to Klima. That post catch, Gavin Turk drives right, kicks it. Three ball on the way by Klima. That one a little too strong. Ball sits up in the air, and Tanking had it hit off his leg, tried to pull it down. And the Bulldogs will get the ball underneath the Centralia basket. Ethan Bach checks back in. He'll come in for Gabe Turk. Ayala inbounds it to Gavin Turk. Far side corner against Klima. From the wing. Drives middle. Pulls up runner. No good. Trying to get his own rebound. Cannot. Squirts out of bounds. And last touch by Lynn. So Centralia gets the ball back. Total domination from Trenton Talley in the second quarter. He has scored all of the team's 9 points in the spring. Much more diverse in that first quarter with 5 different scores despite 9 points. High post catch, ball jumper, Tanking, no good for 16, and a rebound hauled in by Oldie. Sophomore brings it up. This is the far side wing to Bott. Defended by Tanking. High post catch once again by Turk. And he'll drive left side, they'll score it. Off the glass, over Heiden. Turk is trying to establish his presence down low. It's been a tough night for him, and well, pretty much everybody on Lynn. As now, Tally had it taken away, and Tally commits the foul. Trying to get it back. And Evans, head coach Nick Evans, saying once you lose the ball, just go back on defense. Don't commit that dumb foul. Summarizing that, of course. Foul number 5, his second personal, so he'll go ahead and come out. What a half for Trenton Talley. 11 of the team's 18 points. 2:46 left to go. It's 18-4. Ayala brings it up. The far side, coming towards the middle, trying to go behind the back, and lost it, and picks it back up. And telling his teammates to get open, now does go behind the back. Trying to split double team, cannot. Here's Will Olsen in the game, pulling up, no good, from 16 feet. Loose ball, that's going to be kept out of bounds, it'll go, I'll say it's Lynn's ball, but looks to me like it was out on Ethan Bott. Now the other official's going to come in and say that it should be Centralia basketball. And they will change it. Will Olsen, the junior for the Bulldogs, coming in. That was a good shot. It was a good look, at least, I mean. Just a little off the mark. This is a team that doesn't go too terribly deep. He's off the bench. Only been playing about 6, maybe 7 players all season long. Throughout the baseline is Reineke from the far side wing. He'll give it up to Heinen, who drives from the far side elbow. Shot no good from 4 feet out off the glass. Rebound Ayala. 2-1 fast break. Far side. Shot up no good on a runner. No good rebound Reineke. He'll look to push now. Streaking up the near side is Kramer. Reineke will keep it himself. A spin in the lane. Shot up no good. Offensive rebound, and Heidemann had it stripped out of his hands. They'll stay with Australia. 1:44 to go. The play call in the out of bounds for head coach Nick Evans is 2 thumbs down. So we'll see what this is out of the break. Inbound is to Reineke, far side corner, top of the key, wide open, reach Tanking from straight away. That one a little too strong. Ball tipped up in the air, rebound by Ethan Bott. 2-on-2 fast break, going to try to keep it himself, and this is being in one. It was kind of an awkward shot. Looks to me like his shot didn't go up in the air until his foot touched the ground. If that was the case, that would be a travel, but they say that he did get the shot up and it went in. So after a scoreless first quarter, 6 points here in the second. Trying to finish the three-point play is the sophomore point guard, Ethan Bott. That was too strong. Offensive rebound, though. Oldie goes up right back up with it. No good for 6 feet. Olsen with another offensive rebound. That one's no good. And a rebound by Brock Kramer. Senior brings it up. And the plastic bag is popped in the crowd by one of the kids. A foul on the floor against Lynn. Kid was only about 2 years old. I think it was his parent who set him up to do that. Here's a lob by Kramer. Tanking has a wide open look straight away if he wants it. Instead, gives it up. He'll give it up to Kramer. Knocks down the corner three. Second three made of the game for Centralia, and their dominance continues by not making the three ball here tonight. 1:03 left to go, second quarter, 21-6. Turk from the near side elbow, drives left side, shot up off the glass, no good. And loose on the floor, Reinicke and Turk going at it and rolling on top of each other. The jump ball and giving some pass in the back for the hustle play. Two big guys, probably about the same in terms of stature. 55 seconds left. Good sportsmanship from the two forwards. Let's see that. 16 fouls against both teams here in this opening half. So it's Tanking, Kramer, Reinicke, Heinen, and Heidemann in for Centralia. Oldie, Turk, Botts, Gabe Turk, and Ayala in for Lynn. Here's a foul against the Bulldogs as a catch made by Kramer from the far side block. He went up and was hit on the arm. 45 seconds left. That foul committed by Oldie is first. I have that as a second, but either way. First free throw was no good. Klima checking back in for Lynn. Second one on the way. That one is good. Kramer now with six. Second leading scorer on the team with 38 seconds left in the second quarter. Driving baseline, Klima from the far side wing. He drives aggressively. It's going to be an offensive foul as he lost control. Marcus Heinen took it for Centralia. Foul number eight. So I had the total wrong there. Team is personal foul number two against Klima. Six man for Lynch. And good hands by Ayala to take it away. Going back the other way on the fast break. He couldn't get the layup up. Okay, scored out of his hands, but an offensive rebound by Turk. He got Ayala for three. No good far side corner. A rebound hauled in by Reese Tanking. 18 seconds left in the half. And that pass up ahead is tipped again. Ayala trying to steal it away. Now a foul is called against Kramer. So that's two steals by Ayala. Tanking not taking care of the ball. That is a second personal, team foul number seven. So 1-on-1 free throws coming for Ayala. That one's good. His first point of the game. Ayala averaging 10.6 points per game, the leading scorer. And leading in steals as well, as you would imagine. 3.8 of those a game, getting two back-to-back. As the second free throw is good as well. So it's now 22-8 with 10 seconds left. Here's Tanking, 5 seconds left. Crossbow pass. Reinicke has to fire away a 3. It's a buzzer. Too strong. Missing everything. And that is how the quarter and a half comes to a close. 22-8. Centralia, a strong showing in the first half. We'll send it to break and come back with your halftime show. We'll brought to you by Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires here on 92.1 at KMZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1 staff to 4 resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
22-8, Centralia leads Lynn at the halftime. Now time for your halftime report, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Take a look at your individual scorers for Lynn. 4 players with two points apiece, Ethan Box, Gavin Turk, Creighton Klima, and Anthony Ayala. As for Centralia, Trenton Talley has 11 points. He got 9 of those in the second quarter. He came out with about 3 minutes left in the half as he picked up a second personal foul. 6 points also for Brock Kramer, knocking a 3-pointer in the second quarter. 2 points apiece for Reese Tinking and Paxton Bowers in a free throw for Marcus Heinen. So, I mean, talk about just a dominant defensive performance for Centralia. Those just joining us, Centralia forced a goose egg in the first half for Lynn. Lynn got 0 points in that first quarter, and they didn't get their first basket until about 3 minutes into this second quarter as well. And Centralia loosened up a little bit on the defensive side. Henry Heideman came in, played pretty good as well for the Panthers. And that's kind of where we have things. It's been just a dominant performance so far. Maybe not quite as telling on the scoreboard, but Reese Tanking, Trenton Talley, Brock Kramer, Marcus Heinen, Broxton, Paxton Bowers, all getting in on the scoring so far. Brock Reineke also getting playing time, as well as Henry Heideman. So only going 8 deep tonight for Centralia. And as for Lynn, they're going about 7 deep as well. And they're hoping that their offense is more kind to them here in this second half. So it's been all Panthers. Again, 22-8 is our score. 9 points in the second quarter from Trenton Talley, their leading scorer on the season. Let's take a look at some of the games going on in our area this evening. Big one between Axel and Clifton Clyde going on right now. Elsewhere in the TVL, we have Valley Heights is at Troy. Two teams that have kind of struggled out of the gate so far. Also, we have Wetmore at Blue Valley Randolph. Frankfurt is at Hanover. Onega is hosting Flint Hills Christian, so a non-league game for the Buffaloes who are looking for their first league win. Not going to get tonight, obviously. And Washington County is at Donovan West. And looking at those TVL standings once again, Axtell is all alone as of right now at 4-0. Centralia, Clifton Clyde, and Valley Heights are 3-0. Blue Valley is 4-1, so all four of those teams are tied according to winning percentages. They're all a half game back of the Axel Eagles. Hanover, a full game back in solo six, a 3-1. Troy, they are 2.5 games back on solo seventh at 1-2. Donovan West is a full 3 games back, tied for eighth in Washington County, who's 0-2. And tied for 10th, all at 0-3 is Lynn, Wetmore, Frankfurt, and Onega. So for this Lynn team, there definitely are some winnable games left on the schedule. Of course, this one is a really tough one tonight against a team that's number 2 in the state in 1A D1. But taking a look at the rest of the schedule for the Bulldogs, after tonight they host St. Xavier before the TVL tournament starting next Saturday, going all week long. So be sure to stay tuned on our website, mscsports.net. to when we get the official schedule for that, but that will be starting next Saturday and lasting all week long. And then after that is over on the 24th, they take on Clifton Clyde. Then a winnable game against Onega on the 27th at Washington County. Certainly a winnable one there as well on the 31st. Another winnable one on February 3rd against Troy at home. At Valley Heights, at Wetmore, two games that could definitely go their favor as well. Donovan West, Frankfort. So there are some winnable games on the board, certainly for Lynn. They're getting all their tough ones out of the way to start the season. Clifton Clyde, Axel, Hanover, Centralia, all going to be in the rearview mirror after tonight. But actually the game against Clifton Clyde, as they play on the 10th, was actually not a league game. So the next game against Clifton Clyde on the 24th is going to be a league game, because that first game was in a tournament. So this Centralia team, they certainly have an identity. That's to spread the ball around, spread the love around, I guess I should say. I mean, Trenton Talley certainly leading the show. He's averaging almost 17 points a game, but they have four other guys that are averaging 7 points a game and five other guys that are averaging six or more points a game. So this is a team that can have multiple scorers, and that's what makes them one of the best in the state and can certainly make them a state contender if they keep playing at this level that they are playing here tonight. Let's go and step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back with our second half action. This has been your halftime report brought to you by Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. You want the best, you got to get out of town. You're listening to your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suter Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suter Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suter Building Supply in Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Going to get this second half underway between Centralia and Lynn. The Panthers lead the Bulldogs 22-8 as we continue this 2023 portion of the basketball season. Getting right underway. We have the midseason TBL tournament coming up on the 14th from Washington County. Again, for the schedule of that, we don't have it out yet, but be sure to stay tuned to mscsports.net. Further updates, and when we get that, also we'll be talking about it on our sportscast on the next day that comes out, so be sure to stay tuned. We're back underway. Lynn has the ball out of the break. Ayala is going to fire off a three off the dribble. No good from the far side wing. Loose ball out of bounds. Go to Centralia. It's a good look. Just wasn't able to put it in. Kind of in the story of Lynn's day. They had some looks in the first quarter. Didn't have any of them go through. 0 points in that first quarter, but they did make three field goals in the second quarter. It's 22-8 at the moment. Trent Talley back in the game for Centralia. He has 11 in the paint. Here's a shot up by Kramer. No good. You know, the rebound gets his own miss. Kicked it out to Bauer. So fire a three near side wing. That one a little too strong. And pulled down by Connor Oldie. Well, I'll let it to Ayala. Up ahead to Gavin Turk from the short corner. Trying to go from the far side to the near side to Mott, and swatted out of bounds. And he'll stay with Lynn. Forty-one seconds in. Gavin Turk makes the catch, far side wing, driving kick, firing a three for Oldie. That one no good from the near side wing. Loose and picked up by Turk with a head of steam, drives right side, and layup is good on the scoop and score. He has four now. He leads all Bulldogs scores. It's 22-10. Nice pass inside to Reinicke's triple teamed, and the foul on a reach in, as we call it, I believe, against Turk. It's actually going to be called on the sophomore Ethan Vaughn instead. Box formation on the inbound for Centralia. Down to Kramer. Three ball on the way by Talley off the catch. That one's good. Trent Talley for three. He's got 14. His second tray. First one he made, he was left wide open on an inbound play. On the near side corner, he drained it. No problem. And Vaught cutting in the lane with a head of steam. He's fouled. Another reach in, this time against Centralia. That one's going to go against Kramer. That is his first Ayala to inbound it. Get it to Bot. Near side corner. Got an open lane to drive baseline and kicks to the opposite baseline. And a little runner from Oldie. No good from 13 feet. Gets his own miss. Put back. No good. And rebound by Bowers. He was pushed from behind, but no foul called. One-handed pass up ahead to Kramer. Far side corner. Three on the way. Left it way short. Missing everything he knew it as soon as he shot it. Now three-on-one fast break up ahead to Turk. Ayala overshot his man, gets it right back though. Nice save, and he puts it in. Ayala with his first field goal. He now has 4 points as he had two free throws in the second quarter. Pass inside to Heinen. He's fouled by Oldie. He's not happy with the call after the pass from Bowers from the far side wing to the block. And Heinen has some free throws coming up here. Made one in the first quarter. That foul is number two against Oldie. First free throw, no good from Heinen. Six 12 left to go, third quarter. 13-point lead for Centralia. Second free throw off the heel and drops. They're bouncing high in the air. It's 26-12 now. Reminder that Lynn is up by 14 in the girls' game. Heads up there. Driving baseline, pull-up jumper by Vaught, left it off the right side. No good, rebound Centralia. Kramer, entry pass, Heinen, far side block, nice head fake, and he slides under his man and lays it in for two. Marcus Heinen with his first field goal. He now has 4 points. Gabe Turk, the freshman, will give it to Ayala from the short corner. Drives baseline, but passes to nobody. Off the foot, looks like, of Bowers, but nothing called. Reinicke leads the charge. Shot up, no good on the run. A little out of control with the left hand, no good. Outlet pass to Ayala across half court. And he'll fire away three in transition. That one missing everything. Don't see a whole lot of threes in transition in high school basketball at this level. Now, Klima will check in for Lynn. Ayala does stay in the game even after that shot. He was having a few words with head coach Michael Velker. 5:11 left to go, third quarter, 28-12, Centralia leading Lynn. Bowers gets it to Reinicke from the top of the key. Right back to Bowers. Cross-court pass to Talley. Far side wing. He'll go to work. Step back, crossover, three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Vaught right in front of the basket. Set up by Bowers all the way on the near side. Gives it to Gabe Turk, near side wing. Gives it to his brother Gavin, drives left side, pass Reinicke, shot him over Heinen, is good, and one. Gavin Turk with a nice shot.
Gavin Turk.
Pretty much the only player that's really getting things done here offensively for Lynn. The only player with multiple field goals made on the night. He has six now. This is 28-14, 4:41 left to go, third quarter. That foul was committed by Heinen, that is his second, team foul number two. Free throw on the way, can't finish the end one as that one falls off the left side of the rim, rebound by Heinen. Talley on the outlet pass, gives it up ahead to Bowers. The Heinen down to your side corner, driving baseline, it's Kramer, and shot up no good. And Turk tried to take the charge, nothing called, off the miss, here comes Klima. On the near side wing, gives it to the corner, Ayala, entry pass, and shot up by Vaught, no good, over a much taller defender. And off the miss, out of bounds, it'll go to Centralia. He's tanking now, checking in. Coming for... Who's he coming in for? It's going to be Kramer. A couple Australia players jogging towards the bench. Going to make sure it's called the right number here. Centralia's doubled up the lens, 28-14. Vitaly is going end-to-end. He's going to pull up from 6 feet, no good. Going to get his own miss, though, from the short corner. Ball squirts in between his legs. He put it low, and now a foul is called. And who's that going to be against? It looks like it's going to be against Lynn. That's against Will Olsen, his first personal. Inbound number three. Correction, his second personal. Inbound to Reineke, top of the key, Bowers, take it to him. Tanking, gives it to Tally, three ball in the way, no good, far side corner, offensive rebound, and Reineke is fouled. No, jump ball. Not Gavin Turk reached in, but they're going to say possession arrow. He's it with Centralia. Looking for something on the inbound is Tally. He goes to Bowers. Goes to Tally. Far side corner, entry pass to Heinen is kicked by Gavin Turk, and we'll inbound it yet again. Third inbound of this possession for Centralia. Mount to Bowers, fires away a three, far side corner, a little bit too strong, rebound by Olsen. Out the pass to Ayala, far side, for Lynn brings it to the middle, and Klima. Step back, three ball on the way, fumbled it for a second and misses it short. Reineke hauls it in for the Panthers. Kind of going back and forth, a little bit of a lull here offensively for both teams. Bowers had an opportunity to shoot another one, but instead he gets it into Heinick. Picks out to Bowers. Good pass to Tally, now to Reineke. Drives left side, kicks. Near side three ball on the way for Tanking. Left it short again. And a rebound. That one is boarded by Gavin Turk. 3:18 now left to go, third quarter. 28-14, Centralia leading Lynn at home. Far side wing with it. It's Olsen, top of the key catch. Drives to move to the inside. Gavin Turk falling away, he's fouled. A little too much contact against Paxton Bowers is the call. That is his third, team foul number three. So Turk shooting free throws for the Bulldogs. 3:06 left to go, third quarter. First one, rattles in. Missed his last one, got that one to go. He now has seven. Oldie checks back into the game for Lynn. So does Gabe Turk. Ayala and Klima coming to the bench. That one's no good. Rebound for Heinen. Tally left alone, but now closing out is Ethan Bott. He'll give it up to Bowers, far side wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Reineke. Bounce to the top of the key to make the catch. Tally working the low post. Heading across is Tanking. Nice bounce pass. Corner. Driving with Bowers, and he'll lay it in. He leaps high in the air to lay that one home. Showing off his athleticism, he now has 4 points. Junior for Centralia makes it doubled up again. It's 30-15. Gavin Turk catches it from the free throw line, pulls up from the middle of the court, shot no good, and Bowers trying to get his balance after making a catch, and he does so. It's a screen by Reineke, and Oldie runs him over. He falls over. Another thing's called. Pass to his man Tanking, and he goes up. He's fouled. It's a good try by Reineke. He took the hit. I think it was called. Fourth team foul against the Bulldogs. That one goes against Connor Oldie. That is his third. Inbound to Tanking. Gives it to Kramer, now back to Tanking, far side corner. Top of the key for Reineke, now near side corner for Bowers. Tally comes to get it at the top of the key. Gives up far side corner for Tanking. Inside pass, far side block. Back to Tally. Three ball straight away. That one no good. And a rebound by Gavin Turk. Now that pass is to Ayala. Good defensive possession there by the Bulldogs. Ayala going end to end. Top of the key pass and catch to Connor Oldie. And had it stripped momentarily, got it back, and puts up a shot falling way to his right, and he makes it. Mid-range jumper for Connor Oldie, his first score of the game for the sophomore. 3-17, minute and a half now left to go, third quarter. Dominant performance, offense, and defense for Centralia. Pass is kicked. only thing they're not dominating is in special teams, and the only reason they're not dominating special teams is because this is not football. We do have a football score-ish, 30-17. Kind of a high-scoring football game. Have to be three field goals, three touchdowns, but get there. Catch for tally, near side corner. Minute 10 left to go, third quarter, Australia. Didn't give up any points in the first quarter. Only 8 in the second quarter. And given up 9 here in the third. Tally, far side wing with it. Bowers, far side corner, 55 seconds left. Moving the ball around the perimeter, and Lynn not applying much pressure on the ball. Drive baseline, and Kramer's fouled by Ayala. And that's going to be team foul number 5. This is third. Bucks off with 50 seconds left. Tally to inbound. Tally, no doubt, one of the best players in the league, but certainly could be argument for one of the best in the state as he gets a catch inside. And he misses a layup from the near side block. Uncharacteristic, like miss there. Nice look from Bowers. Just as I'm talking him up, he misses a layup. Coming into this tonight, 16.5 points, 6 boards a game. And here tonight, one performance from by him, he has 14. Here's a 3-ball far side wing, good. From Ethan Bott, the second field goal of the game. Pass inside to Reineke, stripped away, stolen. Ayala comes up with the outlet pass, and now almost got stolen right back. And trying to get past Kramer. Ayala thought he got fouled, is not. 11.7 seconds left, 30-20. Still a 10-point game. Lynn is still very much in this thing. Doesn't really feel like it, though. Because Lynn's offense has not been able to get very many baskets here. Driving baseline. Shut up is behind the backboard by Bott. Out of bounds. 7.5 seconds left. Australia just hasn't been able to pull away yet. This quarter only scoring 8 points. They're actually being outscored by Lynn by 4 points. 6 seconds left. Bowers gingerly coming across that court even though he has 5 seconds left. And a carry is called with 3.1 seconds left. Don't look now. A basket can make this a 3-possession game for Lynn. Lima into inbound. Give it up ahead to Bott. 3 seconds. Fires away to 3. Off the heel. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter. So it's 30-20. Lynn still in this thing. Still kind of hanging around. Can Centralia put him away or can Lynn make a comeback? Come back with the fourth quarter. After this, here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMCA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Lynn hanging around as we enter the fourth quarter, 30-20 our score. Gavin Turk, the leading scorer for the Bulldogs, has the ball right now, gives up to Ayala. Turk has 7. Pull-up jumper for Ayala is no good on the run. Rebound by Kramer, pushing it up ahead. On the far side is Bowers. Gets it inside to Reineke, gets it right back, and his 3 is no good. Rebound by Turk, and a foul called against Centralia on the rebound. 14 points leading the way in all scoring is Trenton Talley. Also 6 points for Brock Kramer, second on the team in scoring. 4 points apiece for Heinen and Bowers, 2 points for Reese Tanking. 7 points for Turk, 2 points for Klima. Now going the other way is Gabe Turk, the freshman. He's fouled going up and get a couple free throws. So it's Anthony Ayala. He has 4 points, 2 points apiece for Klima.
Connor Oldie. Just those two. Also 3 points for Ethan Botts. Oh, actually, beg your pardon. He has five. First free throw is good. Second one on the way. Misses off the right side. Rebound by Heinen. So it is a three-possession game with 7:20 left in this one. Far side corner catch. Moving around the perimeter. Lynn playing a loose 2-3 zone, playing very tight inside the three-point line. Giving Centralia open threes if they want them, but they're just not taking them right now. High post catch for Heinen. And a pass to the far side short corner. Spin to the inside for Reinecke. And he'll fake a pass. Now give it to Talley. Goes to drive. It gets out to Reinecke. They switch spots. Talley called for it. The corner couldn't get it to him. So now Kramer will give it up to Bowers. Far side wing. To Kramer. And it's going back and forth with each other. Not much ball pressure, as mentioned. Pull the jumper on the high post catch by Talley is no good. But a foul as Heinen is fouled on the offensive rebound. Good job slashing to the high post by the senior, Trenton Talley. Moving off of the ball is one of the many things he does well. That foul will go against Klima. That is his third. He fouled number six. So bonus from now on. 6:40 left to go in the game. 30-21 our score. Lynn hanging around again. They outscored Centralia 12-8 in the third. Reinecke, no good from the inside. And it's a jump ball off the miss. Possession arrow Centralia. It was Talley from the near side corner on the entry pass. The near side block for Reinecke. And just left it off the palm of his hand a little bit too much. Then get it off the tips of his fingers. That pass once again. This time to Bowers. Kick it out. Talley open three from the top of the key. That one rattles home. Trent Talley's third three of the day. He has 17. Timeout called by Coach Welker. And we'll take one with him. 6:17 left to go in the game. We'll take a 60-second break here on our Game of the Week. 92.1 KMZA.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
33-21, Centralia leading Lynn. 6:15 left to go here in the game. Here from Centralia, pass from Ayala is kicked by Bowers, and he'll inbound it at half court. Trenton Talley certainly has lived up to the legend, if you will. 16.5 points per game. He has 17 here tonight. But gives it to Turk, turns around, jumper no good from the near side block, gets his own miss, step to Ayala, thought about the three straight away, and he does, even with the defender behind him, he misses it, and a long rebound goes in the hands of Brock Kramer. And a pass trying to find Bowers, and that one is through his hands, out of bounds, not a great pass, it was kind of behind him, forcing him to snag it with one hand. Now, Centralia is bringing pressure here, but Lynn's able to break it. Goldie, across that court. Ayala gives it near side corner. Klima open for three. Too strong. Reinecke brings it down. Ella pass. Talley. The near side wing is back to Reinecke. Far side wing for Bowers. Now far side corner for Kramer. Moving around the perimeter. Talley with it. To the near side short corner for Reinecke. Drives baseline. Wrap around pass. Kramer to Heinen. Far side elbow. The ball movement, better defense from Lynn so far. 5:13 to go. So 33-21, Centralia. Australia, perhaps also taking their time looking for the right shot. Bowers, near side wing, lobbing it up for Heinen on the far side block, and can't get the shot to go. Tough pass, but he held it in. But Lynn gets the stop. Ayala brings it up. Goes to his right, hands it off to Klima. And he'll give it up, far side wing, through ball on the way. That one pure. He gets it botched. He now is 8. It's 33-24. He now leads Lynn scoring. Reneke is quadruple teamed. He rises up and fires and misses the shot. Too strong off the backboard. Rebound by Gavin Turk. Ayala, outlet pass to Botts. And Botts will go ahead and get back to Ayala. I'd love to get him going as well. Leads the score. Not a great night for him. There's a drive by Botts. Lob it back to Ayala. 10.6 points per game, but tonight has been held to just 4. Botts crossover dribble. Sniped by Bowers with a steal. One-on-one. He's blocked by Oldie, but a foul is called. So Oldie picks up his 4th personal foul, team foul number 7. Fantastic defensive play by Paxton Bowers. Just, it was a between-the-legs move, but as soon as that went to his left hand, he just reached it out and just poked it free. Thing of beauty. First free throw on the way for Bowers is pure. Bowers now with 5 points. This 4th quarter is tied 4-4. It was 30-20. Going into this 4th quarter. 4:06 left to go. We're almost at the halfway point through this 4th. Second free throw is good. So Bowers with the free throw. And Lynn trying to keep this a game here. 3:56 now left to go. After Bowers knocked down a pair of free throws. And a nice lob inside. And a layup is good for Gavin Turk. His first points of the quarter. He has 9 now. Now 35-26. Pass far side. Drive, tally, good. Off the glass, tally from the far side corner. Asserting his dominance in the paint. And he's got 19 here tonight. Klima drives, paint. He rejected by a tally, but they call a foul. Against tally. Looked pretty clean to me, but they get the senior with the personal. And it's his 3rd. And a 6th, and it's team foul number 6. First free throw from Klima on the way, no good, too strong. 37-26, Centralia with 3:25 remaining. Oldie will come to the bench. Back in the game is the freshman Gabe Turk. Klima with another try from the charity stripe. That one's no good as well. Offensive rebound, Gavin Turk puts it up. He's blocked by Tanking. He had a pair of blocks earlier. And they're going to say that his last touch by Kramer out of bounds. The chance for the Bulldogs. Looking at Centralia's schedule moving forward. After tonight, they have Donovan West on the road for the CDL tournament in Washington County. Here's through ball on the way. That one is pure from Anthony Ayala. That is only his 2nd field goal of the game. He has just 7 points. Near side, 3 ball on the way from Kramer. That one no good on the response. Ball tipped up out of bounds. They'll go to Centralia. After the TVL tournament, starting next Saturday, they go to Hanover on the 27th, and they host Troy on the 31st. And they're on the road on the 3rd of February. Is now a timeout is called from Lynn. We'll go and keep it right here, as Klima couldn't inbound it with 3:05 left to go in this game. It's 37-29. After that game against Frankfurt, they have 3 home games in a row against Marysville on the 6th, and then back-to-back games on the 7th against St. Mary's, and then a game on the 10th at home against Valley Heights. So 3 home games right there in the middle portion of the schedule in early February will be really nice. But then a tough final stretch. They have at Blue Valley on the 14th on Valentine's Day, at Clifton Clyde on the 17th, and then at home against Axel. So Axel Centralia on the final game of the regular season. That's going to be a lot of fun. If Axel can continue what they're doing right now, could possibly be the number 1 versus the number 2. State title could be on the line for that game right there. That is going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully that's what plays out. Again, that would be February 21st. Then we'd have our sub-state tournaments to follow that. A little ways away to go, though. So Lynn, another try on the inbound for Klima. Gets to Ayala, defended by Bowers. 23-on-23 going on. Bringing it up the far sideline. Ayala knocking down a three, making it a 8-point game. And still, again, just kind of hanging around. Not really closing the gap, though, very much. Still down by three possessions. Here's Klima. Stops on the near side baseline. Turk with a catch. Gives it up. And kind of a weird shot by Gabe Turk. He kind of just threw it up. Almost looked like it was a lot for an alley-oop, but obviously that was not what it was. Callie with a catch near side wing. Short corner wide open. It's tanking. He'll drive baseline. He'll lay it up. He's fouled. And free throws are coming. And kind of a awkward landing for Bosch. He kind of fell on top of him. Accidentally might have kicked him in the head. Looks like he's okay. The foul goes against Klima. That is his fourth, I believe. Eighth team foul. So two free throws are coming for Reese Tanking. First one on the way. That one is good. Tanking with 3 points, all of which coming from 15 feet out, uncontested, but the play completely stops. It's a very convoluted way of saying free throws. Don't know why I did that. Sometimes I just make things harder for myself. Just gotta stop doing that. Free throw is no good. Offensive rebound by Heinen, and he's foul going up because he misses the shot. But he'll get more free throws. Free throws are kind of the story of the girls' game, as Centralia was able to hang around and come back because of made free throws. Owen Dieters, Lena Haverkamp, even Cora Thompson making some free throws. But ultimately, their comeback would come up short as they fell 48-46 because the first free throw is good. And Heinen has 5 points with three of those off of free throws. And Dieters had 27 points in the girls' game, 23 of those coming in the second half, and 13 of those coming in the third quarter. That one is good as well. But it was a game-winning layup from Claire Beichmann with 7.5 seconds left. That would be the decider, as they weren't able to get a good shot up on the other end for Centralia. Shot left short by Olsen, rebound by Bowers going the other way. And layup on its way, no good, but again, fouled. Bowers is kind of sick of getting assaulted. He's been fouled a lot today. 2:07 left to go. 40-29 is our score. And that is going to do it for Creighton Klima's night. He fouls out. Finishes with 2 points. As that free throw is no good, and that was team foul number 10, so double bonus the rest of the way. Gabe Turk is into the game now, as Olsen will exit. It's really just looking for a few baskets to just really pull away in this thing, as that one rattles home. 1-for-2 that time, but this stripe for Bowers, 7 points for him. As we approach the 2-minute mark. Gavin Turk brings it up himself, gives up the bot, but it's stolen away by Bowers, but tries to save it and throws it behind his head. Ayala makes the catch, gets it back, and then is fouled by Brock Reinicke. That's his first personal 17 foul, so Ayala is going to get some free throws here. Another reminder of the TDL tournament from Washington County coming up next Saturday. Is the free throw on the way? It's no good on the front end, but a rebound by Gavin Turk, and this goes to him. It was batted by a couple of Panthers, and he lays it in straight away. The tournament starts on Saturday. Be sure to stay tuned for updates on the schedule at mfcsports.net. Hasn't been released yet, but just be tuned in every day and check out our updates for that. The shot from Tanking is no good. Offensive rebound. Reinicke's putback is no good. And a rebound for Oldie. He's trying to wrestle it away. And Oldie, another player that's so aggressive, he's unable to get the ball away from the Panthers. They're going to say no, it's a foul against Australia. I thought it was just a jump ball, but it's going to be a foul charged against the Panthers. The free throws are coming up for Connor Oldie. That is the fourth charged foul to Claxton Bowers. He fouled number 8. Free throw on the way. No good on the front end. And Lynn trying to make a comeback. Just stuff like that. You got to make those kind of, you got to make free throws, you got to make open shots, and just not have not been able to do that tonight. Bowers now drives. That's an offensive foul. Gavin Turk took it. He looked at, Bowers looked at him as soon as he went up, but still went right at him either way as Bowers kind of fed up. He picks up his fifth personal foul. So exit the ball game. Ninth team foul. It's 41-31 with about 22 left. Lynn wants to make any sort of comeback. They need to score here. They need to do it quickly as well. Ayala is dribbling around half court. Now he's finally getting going. Gives it to Oldie from the perimeter. Dribbles it. Gives it to Gabe Turk. Near side corner. Still just kind of moving the ball around real slowly. And now Reineke commits the foul against Bott. I'm not quite sure why Centralia is being so aggressive defensively as they send Bott to the free throw line. That is Reineke's second personal foul. Both teams are in the double bonus now. Bott, eight points tonight. As that first free throw rattles off the right side, no good. 106 left to go. They needed both free throws. Well, I guess one free throw still makes it a three-possession game, but still a lot of the clock used on that possession there. That one's no good. A tip-up and no good on the putback from Oldie. So two misses, and that looks like that's going to just about do it. Australia just trying to take care of business here. Heinen is blocked from behind by Ayala. Loose ball on the rebound picked up by Reineke, and Reineke fouled on the floor. That's an intentional foul against, I believe, Gavin Turk. And it is against Turk. That is a second personal, but extra free throws coming up here for Brock Reineke and Gavin Turk. And the call is he grabbed his jersey is why it was an intentional foul. It didn't look like it was anything egregious in terms of like a grabbing of the arm or a throwing of him down or wrapping his arms around him. It was just a little grab of the jersey as the front end of this intentional foul free throw session is no good. Second free throw on the way. That one is no good as well. So this game really is feeling a little lackluster for Nick Evans' group. Centralia feels like this should have been maybe a 20 to 25 point victory, but just kind of let him hang around. And that's not discrediting what Lynn has done. They've done a good job of fighting the full 60, so to speak. That's just the usage, of course, just 32 minutes, but not playing NFL minutes here. The foul is charged by Gabe Turk as he just ran out and basically grabbed Bruce Tanking, Brock Kramer. But finishing that thought, I mean, Centralia, they're going to need to do a better job finishing out games because if this is a team that's somebody that's higher in the standings or on the totem pole, they could easily be making a comeback right now as that free throw is good. So 1-for-2 from the free throw line for Kramer. 42-31 our score, 40 seconds left, lob pass by post Gavin Turk. Pass near side wing, three-pointer on the way. That one's no good. Rattles out of there for Oldie. Driven by Heinen, and another foul is committed. More free throws coming up as that one against Turk. It's going to be, I believe, his third, I want to say. 35 seconds left. It is. So Centralia has a few things they need to work on, I would say. Just finishing around the basket. Not committing some dumb fouls, which they've done here in the second half. And trying to just pull away from their opponents as that one is left short. Because if they want to be known as the number two team in the state, they got to win these games by a little bit more, which I know they have mentioned they have done that. They've done that some this season, but as that one is no good, a foul is called here off the rebound. They took care of business going into the break, but this is their first game out of the break. So that's probably what you can probably attribute this to. Got to hope that against Donovan West on Tuesday in Highland, they can step up a little bit and get a more sizable victory going into Saturday's TDL tournament. The first free throw was no good for Turk after he got fouled on the rebound. But I think you can definitely discredit this to being the first game back out of winter break, that everybody's fully mentally back. That one's a little too strong. Another miss on a free throw. Now a foul is called against Oldie. on the rebound, and his day is done. So we have three kids that have fouled out in this game here, and one girl fouled out in the girls' game. 33.8 seconds left. Heinen has more free throws coming up. Also, yes, Centralia needs to be making more of these free throws. They've had some opportunities to really pull away. And believe it or not, Centralia has only had five field goal makes in the second half, only two here in this fourth quarter. This one is good for Heinen. They've scored 13 points. Eight of them have been off of free throws, but they've had a lot of misses. Second free throw rattles in there. So 8 points for Heinen, four off free throws, 44-31, 28 seconds left in this one. Ayala fires open a three, far side wing, and that one's good. He had time to square up for that one. That's the second make of the day. And Lynn, I think this is a testament to how tough your team is. I mean, this is definitely a game you could have let slip through your fingers, but they only lost by 13 to a very good Hanover team. That's number one in the state. So I think that better days are certainly ahead. I think Lynn is definitely going to get at least one win this season in league play, which they have not done since the 2019-2020 season. That is going to be it, as Callie held the ball for that final possession. And that is it. 44-34, your final score. And Centralia gets the win. Not the prettiest fashion. We'll send it to a break. We'll have our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we try to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2023, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Final score, Centralia wins it 44-34 over Lynn. Jared Slovey back with you on your post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Take a look at your final totals from tonight's contest. Leading the way in scoring for the Bulldogs is Gavin Turk. He finishes with 11. Anthony Ayala had a nice fourth quarter. He had a couple of threes. He finishes with 10. Excuse me. Ethan Boltz has 8 points. 3 points for Connor Oldie. And two for Creighton Klima. As for Centralia, leading the way in scoring was Trent Talley. He had 19, including 9 in the second quarter and 5 in the fourth. 8 points for Marcus Heinen. He had 6 of those off of free throws. Paxton Bowers had 7. Also 7 for Brock Kramer and 3 for Reese Tanking. So overall, this game, I mean, it was a game that Centralia, I think, probably should have won by more. But as mentioned, this was their first game out of the break, so a little bit sluggish, perhaps, in the second half, just mentally trying to get things together. And I think moving forward, they will certainly be fine as the number 2 team in the state. Mentioned they have been dominating their most recent games. Their games against Class 2 and 1A opponents have been by 25 or more points up until tonight. And they also defeated 2-3-8 teams. So I think this team will be fine, just kind of knocking the rust off. It's kind of what today is about. Then they go to Highland to take on Donovan West on Tuesday before the TVL tournament starting next Saturday. As for Lynn, this is definitely a team that can compete with some of those teams in the middle. It's the middle-bottom portion of the league, which has not been the case for last season, of course, since they were winless last year, and they have not won a game since 2 years ago in league play. This is certainly a team, I think we found out tonight, that can certainly win a game or two or more than that against some of those teams and come away with this season with some moral victories for sure and some actual victories as well. So that's the thing we've kind of taken away from tonight's game. Let's get to our player of the game brought to you by Farmer State Bank. This is an easy one. It's going to be Trenton Talley, the senior guard. He had 19 points. As mentioned, he had a very good second quarter. He left early in that quarter with some foul trouble. Didn't mean to scare you there. Some foul trouble, but he came back in, and he was able to sustain a pretty solid workload in the second half. He made a couple three-pointers and was able to help Centralia hold off Lynn. And they were trying to make a comeback, but Lynn just didn't quite have the offensive firepower tonight to do so. So that's going to do it. Thanks to Kurt back in the studio, making us sound good here today, as always. And I'm Jared Sluppy. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Hope you have a great weekend. Catch us some college basketball this weekend as K-State takes on Baylor. 4 o'clock pregame, 5 o'clock tip-off right here on KMZA as well. So that's going to be it. Thank you so much. Once again, your final score, it's Centralia 44, Lynn 34 here on 92.1 KMZA.